Voters in Thailand went to the polls today for a snap parliamentary election. The country's prime minister, Thaksin Shinawat, called the vote 3 years early, hoping to silence critics who accuse him of corruption and want him to step down. A wave of protests against him has dampened business and scared off tourists. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that today's vote may not calm things down.
The often abrasive and combative Thai prime minister was re-elected just over a year ago with the biggest mandate in Thai history, much to the chagrin of his critics who claim Thaksin has used his 5-year-long rule to enrich his family and friends at the expense of the nation and its democratic institutions. Thaksin denies any wrongdoing, but the critics' case was bolstered by the January sale of the Thaksin family's telecommunications empire to a Singapore firm for nearly $2 billion tax-free. Since then, the mainly Bangkok-based opposition has held near-daily rallies in the capital demanding that Thaksin resign, rallies that have drawn as many as 100,000 people. But Thaksin refuses to bow to what he calls mob rule, and instead called an early election to, as he put it, let the people decide. Polling station number 6 in the upmarket Bangkok neighborhood of Yanawasatong, an opposition stronghold, where many voters arrive in BMWs, Mercedes, and assorted SUVs. The three main opposition parties boycotted today's election, but encouraged voters to check the abstention box on their ballots. That's because Prime Minister Thaksin says he'll step down voluntarily if he receives less than 50% of the vote. At this polling station, many people, like this 34-year-old engineer, Surapan, said their vote was a no vote. I've had enough of Thaksin. I think it's time for an end to government corruption, and I think we should start at the top. Across town, sentiment went very much the other way. Polling station number 11 near the Chatuchak Outdoor Market is in a working-class part of town where people arrive to vote on the backs of motorcycles or bicycles, not in BMWs, and where almost all the people interviewed said they were voting for Thaksin's Thai Rak Thai Party once again. Kamnuwan Buntang is 31 and a local vendor. Thaksin and his party have done a lot for ordinary people, he says. Before, people like me couldn't afford to take our families to the doctor when they were sick. With Thaksin's health plan, we can go to the doctor for 30 baht, or about 75 cents. Thaksin, the vendor says, has also helped people start small businesses with his village loan program. Many coming out of this polling station said much the same thing, and this in the capital, Bangkok. In the rural areas where most Thais live, support for Thaksin is even stronger. A lonely dissenting voice at this polling station came from Thamsana Charunsuk, a 43-year-old dressmaker. She wants Thaksin out. She thinks he's corrupt, but she also says if Thaksin wins today, then the demonstrations against him should end. Her argument is a persuasive one and one likely to be welcomed by the embattled prime minister, but it is also one that is not likely to be heeded by the opposition, even if Thaksin does win big. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.